This is Europe Today. Now, Europe is witnessing a massive rise in the number of children diagnosed with the life-threatening condition diabetes. A new study, the most expensive or rather extensive of its kind yet, carried out in 20 places in 17 countries, says cases will double by 2020. More and more children, especially those in the 10 to 14 age group, are being diagnosed with what's known as type 1 diabetes, the precise cause of which is unknown, but which has to be treated daily by providing the body with the insulin which the disease destroyed. Now, Professor Julesz Soltész from a university in Hungary is one of the lead authors of this report. I asked him what he thought about the findings.
It surprised us as well, but it confirms our everyday clinical experience that more and more kids are diagnosed with disease and the younger than were some 10, 15 years ago.
And what about some of the figures? Double what there were 4 years ago. That's the prediction for the numbers by 2020.
Yes, these are extrapolations from present trends. We should emphasize that we do not know whether these trends will continue over the next 10, 15 years. This is a dynamic condition, and we know that it was almost non-existent or a very rare condition at the early part of the last century, and now it's getting common. May it happen that it will be decreasing in 15, 20 years' time, we don't know. What I say and what we say in this paper, that if present trends continue, then it will double in 10, 15 years.
Professor Julesz Soltész. Well, Diana Howes was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 6. She's now 15. She lives just outside Norwich in the east of England. And she gave me some insight into the daily difficulties of living with this disease.
Yes, it can be, because you always have to remember to take insulin equipment with you, to take glucose tablets with you. It makes everything far more complicated and it takes far more time in life.
And what happens exactly to you if you don't get the insulin balance right?
I can become very ill. If I go high, then I get severe, what's called ketoacidosis, where I can be throwing up. Alternately, if I go the other way, if I go too low, it can cause unconsciousness or hallucinations, very weak, no energy.
Right.
So it's quite serious.
When you were 6, you were diagnosed, at which point,
yes.
I suppose, you were told no sweets, injections every day. Bad news,
yes.
For a 6-year-old.
Yes, it was very difficult for me to understand it at the time. Obviously, 6-year-olds, their understanding of their body is not great. And as you said, that was all I understood, that I'd need injections, that I would not be able to eat sweets anymore. So it was very difficult for me to cope with.
As you get older, I suppose it gets easier to know your condition and to manage it. But you must have been heavily reliant on your parents when you were younger.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, you can't make rational decisions when you're 6 about things as important as your injections and your sugar intake and your dietary needs. So they've always been there to help and support me. But as I've got older, I've taken on more of the responsibility myself and become more independent with it.
And I suppose people around you have to know about it when you black out at school, as I think you have.
Yes, only recently I actually blacked out at school and my friends were there for me and they knew what to do. They were very supportive about it. I've always told my friends about my condition and what they should do in an emergency.
What happened? You fell over? You were unconscious?
I was sat at my desk and I said to my best friend, I think I'm going to black out, and then I just collapsed. I hit the desk. I don't remember anything for about 2 minutes and then I couldn't recover and ended up being laying in the recovery position for about an hour.
People really don't have much of a clue about what causes this condition, do they? It's something that we're talking about today, the research into it. Has anyone ever tried to explain it to you, or is it just put down as one of those things?
Yeah, I've always been told that it's something we don't really understand. I know some of how it works, and I think I've been told as much as there is to know, but it's still not enough.
That's Diana Howes, one of the statistics of the biggest ever charted rise announced today in the cases of diabetes in Europe.